Welcome to Tech Today. I am your host, James. Today, we are discussing the rapid rise of electric cars. Joining me are Dr. Sarah Lin, an environmental scientist, and Mark Davis, an automotive industry analyst. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, James. It is a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Sarah, let us start with the environmental aspect. Are electric vehicles, or EVs, really as green as people claim?
Generally, yes. The most significant advantage is zero tailpipe emissions, which drastically improves air quality in urban areas. However, it is not a perfect picture. The manufacturing process, particularly battery production, is quite energy intensive and involves mining rare earth metals like lithium and cobalt. But over the lifetime of the vehicle, the total carbon footprint is still considerably lower than that of traditional petrol cars.
Mark, from a market perspective, what is driving the sudden surge in EVs sales?
Several factors are at play. Government subsidies and tax incentives definitely lower the barrier to entry for consumers. Also, while the initial purchase price of an EV is typically higher, the long-term running costs are significantly lower. Electricity is cheaper than petrol, and EVs have fewer moving parts, which means reduced maintenance costs.
What about the infrastructure? Range anxiety is a common concern among potential buyers.
Absolutely, James. Range anxiety is the fear of running out of battery before finding a charging point, and it is the biggest hurdle. The good news is that battery technology is improving rapidly. A few years ago, a typical EV could only travel about 150 kilometers on a single charge. Today, many models exceed 400 kilometers. Moreover, governments and private companies are investing heavily in expanding the network of fast charging stations.
I would like to add that vehicle-to-grid technology is an exciting development. It allows EVs to store energy during off-peak hours and feed it back into the electrical grid during peak demand. This could help stabilize our power grids as we transition to renewable energy sources.
That sounds revolutionary. To wrap up, where do you both see the industry in 10 years?
I predict that within a decade, EVs will account for more than half of all new car sales globally. The internal combustion engine is slowly becoming obsolete.
I agree. And as battery recycling methods become more efficient, the environmental impact of producing these vehicles will decrease even further.
Fascinating insights. Thank you both for your time.